2MC Radio, broadcasting from the shadows of Walloon to Bathurst and Orange, also streaming around the country and around the world on radio.2mc.org.
Welcome to the final edition of CSU Life as a Student podcast, brought to you by 2MC FM. Now, in addition to myself and my co-host Brankston, welcome back again, Brankston.
Thank you, Adam. Welcome back.
We'll be chatting about our experiences at 2MCE, but not only that, we'll also be joined by 2MCE station manager Lisa McLean. But firstly, we're going to look back at some station history, and 2MCE began full-time broadcasting in May of 1976, and the station is a part of Building 1434, and it's on the CSU Uni campus, as we've mentioned. And there are separate studios for on-air and news studios, of course, National Radio News. And the administration center is the adjacent building, which is 1435. And there are two other separate recording studios in there. There's a diverse range of programming to Bathurst, Orange, and the Central West of New South Wales provided by 2MCE through 92.3 and 94.7 FM. But Brankston, as we both know, I've been involved with the station on a regular basis. We'll get more into it when Lisa joins us, but obviously I've been doing a drive show. How often have you been involved at 2MCE? Has it just been part of a subject?
Yeah, so I haven't had a huge experience with 2MCE. Last year, our class organized like a half-hour segment where we talked about like politics, I believe. A couple other assessments, I think we've been on there. But other than that, I haven't had too much experience with 2MCE. I'm definitely interested in volunteering more in the future, though.
Well, that's good to hear, Brankston. And just before we get to Lisa, of course, we will get into my drive program when she joins us. But I just want to let you know that talking newspaper is also a good option, and you've heard about it in a couple of the other podcasts, particularly the last one we did with the students when we got their perspective. I know Kate was big on that, and she's been part of the program, as has myself. It's just a way to get you used to the idea of presentation and just to ease you into things. If you're passionate about news or journalism, radio, it's a nice way to start, and the people involved are very nice people, so you can certainly check with Lisa about that, or you can chat to one of the team members. I'm sure Lisa will let you know of the names of the people you need to speak to, but certainly an opportunity for those of you who are looking to get involved with 2MCE, and I encourage you to do so in any capacity. You might even want your own program. But to break down some of the things that are being offered as part of 2MCE, we're about to be joined by Lisa McLean.
2MCE.
From Mitchell College to Charles Sturt University,
we've been with you for over 40 years.
For more information on how 2MCE can be beneficial to radio students at CSU, we are joined on the line by Lisa McLean, the station manager of 2MCE. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Brankston. How are you both going?
Not too bad, Lisa. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Now, Lisa, how long have you been a part of 2MCE, and can you tell us what your role entails as station manager?
Sure. I've been station manager for about 18 months, but I've been a very long-term listener to 2MCE since moving to Bathurst in 2004. And also my son had a heavy metal program on 2MCE on Saturday nights, so I was a dedicated listener then. But I've been a very long-term fan of community radio since I was in about year 10 at high school. So I've always found community radio the perfect radio for me. So it's really great that I find myself in this position of station manager. And my role requires me to make sure that students and community members have access to either present programs or work behind the scenes in whatever way they can. And to make sure that the broadcast complies with various broadcasting regulations, community standards, and various codes of practice that we need to abide by.
Obviously, 2MCE being on campus provides a platform for students to get involved with the production of radio. How important is this opportunity for students?
Look, I think it's a really important opportunity for students. Being involved with 2MCE gives practical hands-on experience in a real radio station. but also with the support, with, you know, hands-on support of their lecturers, of the station manager and of other presenters. And that really can't be stressed enough, that this is a real radio station and you get real hands-on experience when you come in to work in whatever way you can at 2MCE. So it's really important for students.
Well, certainly with my experiences there, and we'll get to that a little bit more shortly, I can understand that. Well, can you talk us through what 2MCE can provide for radio or communication students within the course?
Okay, so first up, I think 2MCE can provide what might be a new perspective in radio. I think community radio is a bit of a best kept secret in the communication sector, and I think having an understanding of what 2MCE does for the community and getting a good understanding of the diversity of community radio is really important, and that's an important thing that it can do for students. But also it can give them hands-on experience in on-air presentation and a chance to develop their own presentation style and the freedom to experiment a little. I'm not sure if you turned up at a commercial or even the ABC, the government broadcaster, if you could just walk in the door and test the waters on air, where you can at a community radio station and you can at 2MCE, because you get that great support. You know what you need to do, but it does give you that freedom to experiment and to, you know, try a few different personalities, so to speak, on air within the safety of that old 2MCE. Mm.
And for any students who were interested in experimenting on 2MCE, can you shed any light on who to speak to about getting involved? Are you the right person to ask?
I certainly am the right person to ask. Also, students should be talking to their lecturers. And first up, I would suggest that all students who might be interested in getting involved in 2MCE listen to us, and not just for 10 minutes and not just for one particular time of day, but to have a really good understanding of the types of program we present, have an understanding of why we present what we present, and to have a look at our schedule and see what's on offer. And then they can have a little think about how they can contribute to that. You know, have an understanding of what 2MCE is. How can they make 2MCE better? Because that's what I look for. Look at program proposals. You know, how can you improve 2MCE? So that's what I want students to have a think about who may be interested in coming into the station. And yes, then come and see me. I love to have students on air. I love to have students in at the station. And I love to have students listening.
And now, from a personal experience for me, obviously, been presenting the Thursday Drive program from 4 to 6. Now, each weekday, 4 to 6 is a time slot that 2MCE allows students to present programs. Can you take us through the range of student programs that air on 2MCE and what types of programs are these? Is there a limit in what they can present? Obviously, you know, there's rules and guidelines in that.
Sure. So that 4 to 6 program time slot is the traditional student time, as you've said. It's also the traditional drive program. So we'd expect that students who do present within that time slot take that into consideration. And that means doing things like, you know, the weather, any traffic, any latest news, what's going on around town, those sort of things. So students definitely have access to that time slot. Over the past year, we've had sport programs, we've had discussion programs, and we've had comedy programs, all with that drive kind of perspective underlying them. But there's also other times that students are able to present. And so after 6 p.m. during the week, we have what we class as specialty music programs. So a student might come to the station and say, look, I've got a real passion for rock and roll from 1983 to 1999, and I've got a real passion for it. I'd like to present on that. And if they can, you know, that's their passion, so that they might fit into that after six time slot. So while the 4 to 6 time slot is very much student focused, it's not the only time that students can present. So I don't want students to think that they can't present at any other time, because if we have the space, we'd love to have you.
You're listening to the Life of Being a Radio Student at CSU podcast, and currently Brankston and I are chatting with the station manager of 2MCE FM, Lisa McLean.
And in addition to presenting programs, what other roles do students take up in the radio station?
At the moment, the students that are involved in the radio station outside of their course are all on-air presenters. But there's also other jobs around the station that I'd be interested in having students take up if this is what interests them, and that's things like our social media strategy, some sponsorship work, some marketing programs, but also some like production work. We have an ongoing need for, you know, sponsorship announcements to be produced, stingers, station IDs, things like that. So there's that production work that I'd love to have students involved with as well.
Right, and obviously tough to know this year with what's going on in the world right now, but last year, and it doesn't have to be an exact number, but how many university students regularly involve themselves with the station?
Adam, it's anywhere between, say, 10 to 15 regular presenters, and that includes the drive programs that we talked about before. Some of those programs have two or three presenters. There's some late night student programs on a Friday night. Last year there was a 10 p.m. program. And also there's various numbers of students that come through our Talking Newspaper program. And that program is broadcast at midday on weekdays. And that's reading the newspaper on air. And that's a really important part of the 2MCE schedule and the service to the community. So there's a lot of students that come through there. So maybe, you know, if I included all of those students, it's probably closer to 20. Definitely last year that we had involved in the radio station outside of their coursework requirements.
Okay, well, it's been great having you on, Lisa. We appreciate your time, and thanks for shedding some light on those various different things, and I encourage anyone who's involved in the course to either have a chat with you or get involved in some way.
Absolutely, Adam. And I just want to add that, you know, students aren't interested in presenting a program every week. We have opportunities for guest presenters, for students to come in and do one program that goes to air. So if people just want to have a little test to see what that might be like, I would love to hear from any students. Or, you know, maybe there's some students who can think of things that I haven't mentioned here, but I would really encourage them, any interest at all, to come in and have a bit of a chat.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you, Brankston. Thank you, Adam.
Well, we appreciate Lisa's time on the show, and I'd like to encourage any student who may have been interested in studying radio at CSU to get in touch and express your interest in the course. After hearing about all the opportunities available at 2MCE and how you can get involved if you are looking at a career in radio, like the two of us are, don't forget there are ways of getting involved in the station other than just being on air, as we've gone through. But Brankston, have you got any closing thoughts for any student who's interested in possibly getting involved in the course?
Yeah, definitely check out the website, check out 2MCE and Charles State University, and how to go, get involved in it, anything you can. And thank you for Lisa for giving her time today.
And just going back to something she said, make sure if you want to get involved with 2MCE, have a listen to the programs and the style of shows they present there. And particularly when we get back to students being from 4 to 6 p.m. during that time slot, have a listen to what those shows are like. That'll give you an idea of how you can contribute to the station. Thank you for tuning in for the past 4 weeks to each episode of The Life of Being a Radio Student at CSU podcast. I hope we've answered your questions about what you can do to get involved if you're looking to get a career in the radio industry. And Brankston and I would like to thank 2MCE for sponsoring this podcast.
And thanks again to Lisa for allowing this to happen. That's all we have time for. It's bye-bye from us.
See you later.
On the airwaves and in your ears since 1976, you're on 2MCE.